Hey guys, how are you? I hope you guys are doing well. And it's 8th February 2018, and I'm right now sitting over here on my chair, and it's 9 in the morning here in India. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to wherever you are and listening to me here. Thank you so much for listening at me. Well, today I will be talking about the Propose Day, as we are celebrating Propose Day today. Ahead in my talk, we will be talking a little bit about anger management. A new song released in the 50 trilogy called Heaven. That song I liked a lot, so we'll be speaking a lot. And do let me know your thoughts on the Instagram and the comments down below. For sure. Okay, so let's begin. It's Valentine's week going on, and it's Propose Day today. You also know, I also know, right? So happy romantic atmosphere everywhere, wherever you are seeing around. Yeah, let me know what you can see around you during Valentine's Day, and what are your thoughts too. Well, a day where a lover tells his feelings to whom he loves with. Love is not just about expressing your emotions just today. It's about sustaining the feelings and promises ahead also. Yeah, you may think that it's so important to tell your feelings right now, but it's important to know what are you telling to him or her, right? So just be certain about your promises, your views, and your feelings. Don't let it out if you're not been thinking clearly about, okay? You do know that proposing needs guts and courage. There are so many different ways of telling the feeling you have, right? And yeah, it's not important to tell him right today, right now, if you're not sure. Okay, take your time, and even you can propose him next month or coming weeks ahead. So it's not important that you will lose the chance of proposing him. No, to tell your feelings within your heart, there is no day, no time, nothing. You just have to tell, right? So think well, because love is the game of heart. But anyways, expressing is far way good than hiding. Let him know what you think. Today, you take initiative, and ahead, let him take the initiative. Don't try to capture every moment of your proposed day in camera. Because I have seen people around, I have seen the lovebirds around the cafes, around the streets, on the streets, capturing the moment of he gave me rose, capture it in the camera, post it on Instagram, post it on Facebook, and they just ruin the intimate moment of between them too, right? So just don't do it like that. So live the moment. It's intimate for both of you. The world is going to know anyways. When you will Google it about how to propose, there are loads of pages describing how to, right? But you can try something new, unique. It shall be your way, genuine way, right? So just don't get too traditional, that kneel down and all. But if you want to try something new, just do it, right? Try something new, okay? Do let him know your views on everything, and just take him to the road of romantic road, and just tell him. So tell him, that's what I am focusing on. Cool. So do let me know, how are you going to propose him, or you are going to propose her? You're gonna give him a ring or a hug or a kiss, or how you're going to tell him, or a note? Do let me know. I would like to listen. Okay, now ahead, we are going to speak on anger. anger management. We can't be calm always, right? Anger is also an emotion, so let it out properly. You also know what atmosphere spreads when a lioness arrives and she roars. Similarly, show your anger once in a while that everybody gets scared at that moment and never comes your way again. Being happy, sad, angry are moods, and you shall be aware of things which make you angry. Look, if someone tells you that you can't do or you aren't capable of certain things, don't shout at them. Calm down and use the anger fuming inside you as a motivator. I promise you will chase your dream with more effort and slap their faces with your success ratio in the days ahead. So, let me know how are you feeling about these thoughts on anger management. I will be talking about anger management in coming days too. But let's move ahead. Girls who don't want to propose and want to be away from drama for the time being, have a great me day. Gift yourself, treat yourself right. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to talk with you on Heaven also, right? The 50 Shades Freed, the movie coming tomorrow, which is releasing tomorrow, which I am excited a lot about, but which is not releasing in my nation. I'm too excited, but I've read the book, so I know what it's in the movie, and I love that movie. I love E.L. James, I love Dakota Johnson, I love Jamie Dornan, I love that Eric, right? So I'm just a huge fan of 50 Shades trilogy. If you are, let me know what you like in it. Cool. So the latest release called Heaven, it's a beautiful song and I just love the music in it. It says that we girls love bad boys, don't we? They bring heaven to us, and when they leave, we want them back. Good girls love bad boys. So, who are good girls out there having a badass soul and gonna propose a bad boy soon? Let me know your thoughts. Have a great Valentine's week ahead. And yeah, celebrate love, spread joy. Because we aim to love. Cool, bye, take care. Just have fun along and believe in yourself. Be healthy, be fit, be smart, be cool, and feel alive wherever you are. Bye bye. Why to say bye? We'll see you soon, okay? I'm going to see you soon. I'll be coming again. Just stay in touch. Bye bye. See you. Rub it. No, bye bye. See you guys. Ta-da.